And I heard him on the radio the other night. You know what he was talking about right prior to the game?
Who, Brady?
Yeah.
What?
He was talking about their new baby, Corby.
Oh, yes. They have a new one, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's lovely.
It is lovely.
Why are you whispering?
Because that's what you do when you have a new baby. You whisper and talk about how wonderful your life is.
Right. It's 3:42 here.
You'll never understand.
Uno,
already did.
Dos, tres, cuatro.
Not you in general. I mean people that don't have kids. You just don't get it, how happy we are. Meanwhile, they go home, they're like, God, this sucks.
What is on Mike's mind today?
Baby sucks. Stupid.
What is on Mike's mind today? It's really neat.
You walk in and trip over a breast pump.
Right.
And find out just what's on
his mind. Milk everywhere.
She's got a shirt with those stains all over.
Oh, God.
Milk. I need somebody from AT&T to call me real bad.
And you know what the worst part is about the milk shirt?
What?
Is that they are so desensitized to what's going on right then in their life, and they're so into it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, yeah, it's right.
It's natural.
You're damn right I'm leaking milk. What are you going to do about it?
Milk.
They don't care. It's just there. And they don't
do anything.
It loses
all erotic value.
Yes.
Yes. But you know what? To them, no, I just created life and I'm feeding life.
The way God intended.
That's right.
These jugs aren't for your pleasure anymore.
They are not. Don't look at them as a place of friction. It's a place of wonderment.
No, I
for
won't.
A baby.
No, I won't push them together.
I will not.
This is a source of nourishment.
Right.
Not for motorboating.
You will never see these in their original form again. Because now, they're the gift of life.
Push them together.
Trust me, I know.
I know, and that was a big selling point for you early on, right?
That's what?
That was kind of the deal clincher.
What are you saying?
You know what I'm saying.
The deal clincher?
Yeah. Well, she does have a big rack, so... I guess I'll go
through
this.
That closes the deal.
How's that working out?
On the rest of my life.
How's that working out for you now?
Not well. Right, Carby?
Don't even touch them. Well, yeah, but you had the kid like 4 years ago. I don't care. They're still sensitive. And we could adopt a Haitian at any moment now, and I could start re-milking. Actually, you couldn't. Well, I will.
Oh, man, nope. This has been some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard you guys.
I just remember those late-night conversations at the Barley House. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, she bothers me and all, but God, you know, I mean, the rack is there. So, man. I mean, that's kind of what everything's based on, right?
I can't walk away from those.
Right. You expect me to leave? They're there like every night.
I know pints are only $2, but... I mean, just look at those things. Good God almighty.
Man.
You didn't know what you were getting into.
Wow.
Here I am 2 kids later. Milk everywhere.
Yes. And somewhere in the depths of her closet is the shirt.
Yep. No doubt.
The shirt.
And you know what? The sound of the breast pump, that will be in my mind. It will never leave. It's like your first day of first grade. You kind of remember walking in there as a little kid. It's just etched in your memory.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of the breast pump from 2 rooms over.
Yeah.
And you walk in there and it looks like a cyborg, you know?
Yeah.
With milk.
Yeah, how was the erotic needle moving then?
You got to move like 15 containers of jug juice just to get to your Miller Lite.
Yeah, we had so much frozen milk in the freezer, and it was all labeled.
What did it just say, milk?
Well,
milk?
No, I mean, we knew it was milk. It had a date on there because you're not supposed to use... What did it say?
Did you have one labeled for one and one for the other?
Like, I was going to...
Did one say Ike and the other say Van?
Like, I was going to confuse it with...
Or left and right?
With something other than milk, like a creamsicle?
No.
Milk. Idiot. There was a date.
A born-on date.
Milk. Oh, God, thanks. I thought this was mac and cheese. Man.
Good thing that label's on there.
Yeah, thank God it says milk.
Yeah.
Wow. It is Wednesday, and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, Mike. That's why we're doing this.
Oh, man.
This is all brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Wild Wings, by the way. Is.
What was the second one?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
I don't even want to do what I had planned.
No, no, it'll kill whatever we just did.
Yeah, I can't follow that.
Well, look, come to the Diamond Doctor. How about that?
All right, come to the Diamond Doctor.